When China's Communist Party holds its National Congress in the fall, a new generation of leaders is expected to emerge. In the politically sensitive period leading up to the event, the government is cracking down on potential sources of instability. The case of a Hong Kong businessman arrested for shipping Bibles into China has met with disapproval from Washington. President Bush has expressed concern about the case and is expected to raise it when he visits China next month. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
China's foreign ministry has confirmed that last June, authorities detained 38-year-old Hong Kong merchant Li Guangqiang and two mainland associates. They are being charged with the crime of using a cult to obstruct enforcement of the law, a crime that carries the maximum penalty of death. This week, foreign ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi told reporters that the case was about cults, not Bibles, and he warned foreign governments to steer clear of China's internal affairs.
China has many Catholics and Protestants, and there is absolutely no question of China banning Bibles. But we have irrefutable evidence that what Li shipped into the mainland and attempted to sell and distribute were all cult materials.
According to a government indictment seen by human rights groups, Li shipped in Bibles for an evangelical Christian group called the Shouters. Known for their loud praying, the group has an estimated 500,000 followers in China, and human rights groups say the government has declared it a cult. China's domestic media have not yet reported the case. The indictment said the 33,000 Bibles were Chinese language copies of the New Testament Recovery Version, a translation put out by the Living Stream Ministry. The ministry is an arm of the local church, an Anaheim, California-based evangelical Christian group. The church's Hong Kong branch confirmed to local reporters that Li had recently joined their group. But in a telephone interview from Anaheim, ministry spokesman Chris Wild denied that their group had any connection to the case.
I think there are a lot of people, you know, that maybe are reading some of our books, but we don't have any, you know, relationship, or this organization is not involved with any groups in mainland China directly. And we're not involved in whatever efforts this Mr. Li was engaged in, you know, bringing those Bibles in.
However, the Shouters and the local church share common roots. They both evolved from the teachings of Watchman Nee, a Chinese Protestant who founded churches throughout China in the 1920s. The communist government imprisoned Nee in 1952 as a counter-revolutionary, and he died in prison 20 years later. The local church, founded by one of Ni's brethren, now claims 30,000 followers worldwide, and its members distribute the recovery version in the U.S. through the group Bibles for America. In 1985, the local church won a libel suit against a California cult monitoring group, whose book accused the church of cult-like behavior. Hong Kong human rights activist Frank Liu has been following the Shouters' case, and speaking by phone from Hong Kong, he says that Chinese authorities have branded the Shouters a cult for political, not religious reasons.
What the Chinese communists fear most about the Shouters is that they have contacts with Christians overseas, including in Taiwan and the U.S. Also, many of the group's core members are old counter-revolutionaries. The basis on which the government labels a lot of sects as cults is that it believes that they oppose the government.
Liu adds that as with other sects, the Shouters have been labeled a cult on the sole legal basis of a classified police document, which neither trial lawyers nor defendants are allowed to see. China's government has not yet announced a date for the trial, but the symbolism of arresting a Bible distributor promises a further blot on China's international image and an irritant to relations with the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.